Hey, this is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Woney Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. And Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Woney Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your Woney Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Keeping it locked, DJ Nas for Mark II. DJ Nas for Mark II. What's going on? What's in your pocket? Episode 66. It's October 16th, Thursday, coming at you from the basement of Hunt Union. Rock and rolling. Yesterday was a day off. There was a water main break up around here, so we didn't even have class until 10 a.m. And today, after last class, we go on break. So no school tomorrow. I probably will be in, I think, tomorrow. See if I can drag somebody up here to be on the show. Hey, you want to be on the show? You should be on the show. You can DM me through any of my social accounts, either No Stopping the Rock or What's in Your Pocket, Instagram, Facebook. You can hit me up at mark.pocket@oneonta.edu. You can call the station 607-436-2711. You can hit Woney stuff and they can relay the message to me. Let's listen to some albums. Let's talk about whatever. I've had a lot of guests on recently and it's been awesome. It's a super fun environment, at least for me. I mean, I'm enjoying it. So hopefully everybody out there in Radio Land is enjoying it as well. Going to start off with some ELO this morning. It's a Living Thing.
Like magic, oh, rolling and riding in.
Locomotive Breath. Yeah, Jethro Tull, yo. It's interesting. I have a really, really, really old kind of dusty copy of the album's in great shape, but the jacket is pretty beat on my Aqualung, and it smells very much like the picture on the front of it looks, if you know what the picture on the front of Aqualung looks like. That's how it do. It smell and look the same. 8:12, Suni goes on vacation today after last class, and we got a pretty fun weekend looking ahead. So what's today? Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. Personally, I have the day off. I'm going to go get a new license, a real ID, because I need to be able to board a flight, and my passport is expired, so I got to get one of those too. And I'm going to the NAMM. North Atlantic Music Merchandising Festival in January with the SUNY Oneonta Music Department, which I'm pretty stoked about for 4 days, in Anaheim, which is going to be awesome. But I need a new license. So I'm going to go to Cooperstown tomorrow and go hit that up. And then tomorrow night, I think I'm going to see the Black Phone 2, because the first one was awesome. Saturday at Kano. The City Arts Network of Oneonta at the mansion on Ford Ave. We are going to have a hip-hop festival called the Hip-Hop Hootenanny. That goes from 1 to 5 p.m. There's food and vendors and live music from 1 to 5, which is awesome. And I'm sure there's other stuff going on this weekend. I've kind of zoned out on everything because I've been so busy lately. So I'm going to do those two things and then prep for the Rocky Horror show that I'm putting on, which is another thing I'm pretty excited for. This is Halloween night, 10 p.m. at Foothills. Tickets are only $10. The Mopar Cams, the band that I am in, along with a few guests in the band, Jonathan Dono and Paul Carter, both amazing musicians, and a cast of, a lot of people. Jess Schneider, Matt Downey, Meg Grell, Cordy Murphy, Allie Tipperchurch. They're all going to be joining us to sing through and play through all the Rocky Horror tunes while the movie's going on. So basically, the movie's going to be playing all the dialogue and stuff like that. When the songs come on, they're just going to mute the audio, and the band will go ahead and play it. It's going to be super fun. Get dressed up. Come on out. It's going to be in the loft in the brick side of the building there. So there's only going to be about 100 tickets sold. It's hitting around 30 right now for pre-sale or for pre-show sales. So I would get these. I know a lot of people are probably going to try to buy them that day, too. So I would buy it ahead of time if you can and come watch the show. It's 10 o'clock on Halloween night. What else you got to do besides go out to the bars and get drunk? This is you can do the same thing here, but watch us play all these tunes. Anyways, got some Lindas coming on right now. Growing up, yo, growing up.
Growing up isn't something you can make happen when you want it to, but since we're all growing up together, I guess I'll. Take time.
Rock and roll, everyone. How we doing? It's a wonderful morning here in Oneonta, New York. And that was the concert for Bangladesh, George Harrison. It's always tough trying to figure out what song I'm going to play from there. There's like the Bob Dylan set in there is awesome as well. I was going to play Hard Rain, but that's like 9 minutes long. So before that, we had Linda Lindas, who are amazing, Growing Up. I love that album. And, yeah, we're going to do a little Neil. We got a bunch of live stuff this morning, which I kind of am digging. I grew up with a lot of Neil Diamond and stuff like that. This song, a lot of people who maybe are of the younger generation don't know that Neil actually wrote this. You probably know the UB40 version of it. But this is Red Red Wine, who, yeah, it's a Neil tune. And Neil's amazing. Come on, everybody. Then we got a little special thing for my buddy Daver down in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, calling out to you. You're amazing, Daver. Hopefully I'll see you soon. Going to have it's special. Anyways, he knows what it is. It'll pop up. I'll talk about it after. Rock and roll, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Red, red wine. Soul.
is warm gold. No memory is warm gold. I have sworn that with time lots of you would leave my head. I was wrong, did I find just one thing makes me forget? Red, red wine. Stay close to me. Don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart. My blue, blue heart. I have sworn that with time lots of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find
Yeah, that was for Dave or Joy Division off of Unknown Pleasures, New Dawn Fades. Such a cool vibe with that whole thing. It's always nice when somebody calls up or texts me from somewhere other than Oneonta and being like, listen to your show. Rock and roll, everybody. It is, once again, Thursday, rock and rolling here. I'm going to play a little bit of my never-ending quast. What even is that a word? I guess it is now. Quast. Somebody look that up. I guess it would be Q-U-A-S-T. Is that a word? Quast? Go ahead. My quest, if you just switch one of those letters out there, you'll get the word quest. To play all of the Bach organ works that we know were written by him and recorded. So I don't know what number I'm on. I'm in the teens now. Here's another choral setting. Then it's going to follow by some Tay Tay Yo. Cardigan's going to come on after that from Folklore. Rock and roll.
Adventures on your own. You meet some woman on the internet. time are over now. I guess you never know, never know. And it's another day waking up alone. But we were something, don't you think so? Roaring 20s, tossing pennies in the pool. And if my wishes came true, it would have been you. In my defense, I have none. But never leaving well enough alone. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one. Persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing had been different. Would everything be different today? We were something, don't you think so? Rosy flowing with your chosen family. And it would have been sweet if it could have been me. In my defense, I have none for digging up the grave another time. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one.
DJ Nosfer Mark II, rocking and rolling. Cardigan. Before that, we had some kind of German thing by Bach. I'm not even going to read it. It's like Ungott, something like that. It's always about that. Ungott, which means God or something like that, of God or to God or something like that. I don't know. Bach, you're pretty good. You know, he had 20 kids? Crazy. 20. I have like two. That's like hard enough. Imagine having 20 kids. And not only was he having 20 kids, but he had 20 kids, you know. He was married, I think, twice or three times. I think one of the wives, Anna Magdalena, I think she had like 12 or 13 of those children. That's crazy. And this was between, when did he live? He died in, so, 1750. He was born in 1685. So it's like early 1700s having 20 kids. Oh, I need a glass of water. You can't go to, like, you know, the spigot. Anyways, going to play some Clifford Brown right now from 1955. Clifford Brown, if you don't know, was an amazing trumpeter. He died before the age of 25, or maybe he was 25. And I think it was something to do with a car, if I remember correctly. I have to go back and look it up. That's what the Google and the Wikipedia are for. But, yeah, he passed away really early. But he's an amazing player from this bop era. And the recording I have here is from the album Jordu. It's Clifford Brown and Max Roach. I'm trying to see who else is in this. Harold Land, tenor sax, Richie Powell on piano, George Morrow on bass. That's the rest of it. This album's really awesome. I'm going to play the first track on the second side, side B, called Dawood, which is a song written by Brown. So I hope you enjoy. After that, I don't know what I'm going to play. I think some Roberta Flack, maybe. We'll see. I'll figure it out while this is going. Here we go, Dawood, Clifford Brown. Thank you. Roberta Flack. Amazing. It's so good. That song's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Great to hear it at 8:48 in the morning on a Thursday. So I got a couple more for you. I'm going to send off, sign off here in terms of my yapping. Hopefully, I was just texting with my buddy Daver, who I played a song for earlier, and he's going to be up, so he's going to come and do a come on the show on Monday, hopefully, and play a mini half Japanese set, which is going to be amazing. So hopefully you can tune on Monday and hopefully it all works out. We're planning on that. I hope everybody has a great weekend. I think I'll be here tomorrow morning. We are on break technically, so I'll see how I feel in the morning. I was supposed to have a guest and the guest canceled. So if anybody else wants to be a guest tomorrow, they can hit me up. And I'd more than welcome, I'll put the paperwork in and see if I can get you on here. But I'm going to leave you with some Dire Straits and some Woody Guthrie until tomorrow. So rock and roll out there in Radioland. I hope everybody's doing well. And remember, the Alamo.
sultans.
We are the sultans of swing.
People change, I'm on.
Jesse.
You must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial, Jesse. Keep it locked.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases